2. Grumpy Pants. That night, I toss and turn and turn and toss. I can't sleep. My still-packed suitcase is sitting on my floor. Seeing it there just makes everything worse, but I don't have the heart to unpack it. It's 11:45 p.m., and my dad and mom are asleep. They turned in about an hour ago. I feel a tingle in my belly. I may not be able to visit my Nana, but I can definitely visit Fairyland. I sit up and push my covers off. Yes! I'm going to visit Fairyland right now. Why not? I'm wide awake. My parents are not in the basement. Tonight is the night. I know it. I should go. I look down at the pair of pajamas I'm wearing. Maybe I should change into regular clothes. Although last time, the mirror finally let us in because of the pajamas I was wearing. They were the same design as the flume flag, pink with purple polka dots. But how do I know what clothes will help us get into the mirror if I don't know what story we're going to? I guess I'll stay in my pajamas. That way, if the mirror doesn't let us in, I can at least go straight back to bed. I spot my open suitcase. Oh, I'll bring my suitcase with me. Why? 1. We are usually in the stories at least a few days. I may as well have a change of clothes with me. 2. It's already packed. 3. Maybe something inside will help us get into the mirror. So, the suitcase is coming too. I strap on my watch. Last time I forgot it and had no idea how much time had passed. Then zip my bag and roll it into Jonah's room. He's fast asleep. Hey, I say, gently shaking him. Mom and Dad are sleeping. Let's go see the mirror. He opens his left eye, then sits up. Sure! But why are you bringing your suitcase? To have extra clothes. You can put some of your stuff in, too. He climbs out of bed and disappears into his closet. Like Kadima paddles? He asks. My brother is obsessed with playing Kadima. I do not know why. When I'm on the beach, I like to read and relax, not chase a bouncy blue ball with wooden paddles. I was thinking more along the lines of clean underwear, jeans, and a t-shirt. You know what? I'll pack for you. You put on your sneakers. My sneakers are already on and double knotted. I pack 2 pairs of his Batman underwear, 1 pair of jeans, 1 blue shirt, our toothbrushes, and cinnamon toothpaste. Then I tiptoe down the stairs to the main floor. I lift my suitcase up so that it doesn't bump and wake my parents. It is so heavy. I motion for Jonah to grab the other end, but he's too focused on his tiptoeing to notice. I stop at the landing and take a deep breath. There's no sound from our parents' bedroom. We've come so far, we can't get caught now. I open the basement door, turn on the lights, and then we creep down the rest of the way. In front of us is the antique mirror, twice the size of me. The glass is clear and smooth. My brother and I are in the reflection, of course. We're both wearing pajamas and sneakers. What's worse, we're wearing matching black and white pajamas. I hadn't noticed in Jonah's dark bedroom. We look like twins. Like Oompa Loompas. Like Dr. Seuss's Thing One and Thing Two. We look like zebras, Jonah says. His short brown hair is a mess. It's standing up in different directions. I pat down my own curly brown hair. I like to look neat. Also, not identical to Jonah. I try to look deeper into the mirror to see if I can see Mary Rose. She lives inside. At least, we think she lives inside. We don't really know that much about her, only that she's a fairy, and that when we knock 3 times, she takes us inside different fairy tales. Sometimes. I hope we're wearing, or have with us, the right thing. I'll do the knocking, Jonah says. Ready? This better work. It'll be pretty annoying if I have to drag this suitcase all the way back upstairs tonight. 1. Wait, Jonah? His hand freezes in midair. Yeah? Let's try not to mess up the story again, okay? We just want to visit and see what's happening. We don't want to change anything.
Uh-huh, he says. One, don't uh-huh me, I state. I do not want you touching anything or talking to anyone. Not without my permission. Got it?
Yes, Mom.
I wag my finger. No messing the story up. That's a rule.
He twists his bottom lip.
Which story do you think it'll be?
I don't know.
I like Jack and the Beanstalk.
His eyes widen.
How cool would it be to meet a giant?
I nod, as long as he doesn't step on us.
Or Aladdin! Then we could fly on a magic carpet!
Flying on a magic carpet sounds a little scary. What if I fall off? On the other hand, then I wouldn't need airplanes.
I could take the magic carpet to visit Nana.
Jonah grunts. So I can't talk to anyone or touch anything, but you can steal the magic carpet and take it to Chicago?
I was kidding, I say. Kind of. He shifts from foot to foot.
Can we go now?
Yes. Just remember, no touching.
Unless it's stealing a magic carpet.
Right. Then I shake my head. No. No touching, no stealing, no anything. He laughs.
Okay. Can I do my three knocks now?
Go. He does. Almost immediately, there's a hissing sound. The mirror starts swirling and casts a purple light over the room. A second later, it's pulling us toward it like it's a vacuum cleaner.
It's working! Jonah exclaims.
Then let's go! I grip Jonah's arm with one hand, my suitcase with the other, and step inside.